News. I'm Tim McGuire. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there will be a vote tomorrow to send the articles of impeachment against President Trump on to the Senate, ending her month-long stall. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Democrats can't demand the Senate call witnesses that the House refused to pursue during its own investigation.
Does anyone really think that if Democrats truly believe the President of the United States was a criminal who is imperiling our country, they would have abandoned the search for evidence because they didn't want to make time for due process?
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer sees a short trial coming.
I'm not in the prediction business, but I can bet that when the time comes, Leader McConnell will say, we've heard enough. The trial shouldn't drag on any longer. That the Senate doesn't need witnesses and documents, and we should just, as he once said, vote and move on.
Sources say President Trump is in the early stages of planning what would be his first visit to India. The three-week-long search in Port Clinton, Ohio, for a missing 14-year-old, Harley Dilley, is over.
Harley's coat, glasses, were discovered on the second floor of the house next to a brick chimney. We were then able to discover what we believe to be Harley, who was caught in the chimney.
Police Chief Robert Hickman says Dilley got onto the roof of the vacant house across the street from where he lived, then went down the chimney where he got stuck. The teen was last seen on surveillance video on the morning of December 20th. A Delta Airlines plane en route from Los Angeles to Shanghai, China, declared an emergency shortly after takeoff, turned around and dumped its jet fuel to land safely back at LAX. Authorities say some of that fuel landed on an elementary school playground. 17 children and 9 adults were assessed and treated by firefighters. This is AP News. The National Security Agency warns Microsoft about a glaring flaw in its Windows 10 operating system.
Instead of exploiting the flaw for its own intelligence needs, the NSA tipped off Microsoft. A software patch is now available. Microsoft says there isn't any evidence hackers use the technique. The flaw affects Windows 10, the newest operating system. Microsoft says an attacker could exploit the vulnerability by spoofing a code signing certificate so it looked like a file came from a trusted source. Some computers will get a free update automatically if they have the option turned on. Others can get it manually. Microsoft is crediting the NSA for discovering the flaw. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. cybersecurity company says in November, Russian military agents hacked the Ukrainian gas company at the center of the impeachment scandal. The Russian agents stole the login credentials of employees of Burisma Holdings. That's the gas company where Hunter Biden was once a board member. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.